Something like
Yo, everybody, welcome to the show. We're filling in the air while I find my intro. There it is.
Hi, we're Young Liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hey, yo, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is me, Jacob Godowski, your host, as always, here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University, Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, the world, Canada. Shout out to the astronauts on what, Artemis 2? Yo, I think we got some Canucks on that thing, so that's pretty cool. Space is dope. It can unites us all, because, or I don't know, maybe one day it'll separate us all. I don't want to think that Warhammer 40K lore is just a predetermination of the future. It's just really brutal high space fantasy. Anyways, space is cool. And if you ever want to feel humbled, just look at the distant star, distant planet of your choosing. Easy at night to spot Jupiter sometimes, or if you're like me, you like the evening or morning star known as Venus. One time I heard that Mercury was passing in front of the sun, and I thought, well, I'm going to try to see it. And so I took out two sets of welding goggles and layered them onto each other and took my binoculars outside and just looked at the sun. So I just want to wish I could have got someone to catch a video or a photo of me in that phase. Just some guy sitting in the backyard wearing two sets of welding goggles looking at the sun with binoculars. Don't try that. I don't think I had any eye damage, but not recommended. Anyways, we have some other fantabulous things that do not involve the world of sight, but rather a magical world of sound. Back after a few messages.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
With Canada's health system under strain, going digital can help heal our healthcare. From virtual visits for everyday concerns to faster, more accurate diagnostics powered by AI, technology is transforming care. Digital Health Canada supports the people and innovations behind this change. Learn more at digitalhealthcanada.com and subscribe to our podcast.
I'm DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star.
Come join us for Slumber Party, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
You'll hear female artists, oversharing, and research on health, psychology, and identity.
Hope to see you there.
Hey, yo. All right. No, this is the vibe we're going with today. Hope it doesn't distract me too much. If you're just tuning in, this is me, Jim Gradowski. You're just tuning into The Arts Show. So if you're looking for some cool stuff to do this weekend besides go to the beach a little too early, this is the place to go. We got concerts. It's still kind of cold at night, so we're still not beaching it up yet, but it is rather balmy at the studio in the station today. Shout out to HVAC people getting the airflow going. I remember my sister used to live when she lived in Merced, outside Sacramento. So they have to wear sweaters indoors, and it was like blisteringly hot California sun. Let's make a choice. But we still got to dress for two seasons out here for the next little bit here. It's not quite sandal season yet. You know what? I'm not anti socks and sandals. It's the world's pretty dirty. I don't want that schmutz all over my feet. You know what I mean? Anyways, let's get walking into a good time. Let's talk about some concerts happening this week. Starting off with the titular day of Thursday. We're gonna. There's a few ones that I like to tell you about. Lots to go, lots to do. Yeah, let's get into the mix here. So starting us off over at the Red Gate, we have Concrete Vehicles, formerly known as Computer, which sounds like they got a cease and desist from some other guy named Computer. So that sucks. But now we have Concrete Vehicles. So hey, there you go. What was Preoccupation used to be called? What was that band called before? What were they normally called? Shoot, what were they? Viet Cong. Yeah, I can see. Yeah. Viet Cong. Concrete Vehicles doing the thing with Gian and Kitten Co. And Michael Slumber and Gnawing over at the Red Gate Thursday night, tonight. I'll be there. Doors at 7 o'clock. Come see me at the door. We can dap it up or just have a simple fist bump or just say hello. Come through. That'll be really cool. It's going to be a really cool show. I think they have a new record. Do they have one? Whatever. When is this coming out? No, that came out in October. But you can probably grip a copy at the show of their album, Station on a Hill. But you just have to come through and find out. Okay, so we carry on there. Once again, Concrete Vehicles, formerly known as Computer, with Gian and Kitten Co., Michael Slumber, and Gnawing. Also in the mix, did you know that Prozac is back in town and relevant again for a moment? I think they did a show like a few years ago, pre-COVID. They played at the Rickshaw, I believe, but look at them moving up to the Commodore Ballroom. So we got little Milo and the other guy. I forget what the other fellow's name was in this band. Yeah, but you know, Prozac, if you don't know, you don't know. You gotta know. It was peak, man. Let me give you a little sample here real quick. Peak 90s, man. Out of Montreal, I believe, or something like that. Come on. This was the stuff, man. This was good. We had a good time with this. Just like Len and Steal My Sunshine, which I believe featured Kevin Drew from Broken Social Scene. Or one of the guys. Anyways, I'm going to bring this down a little bit so we can enjoy the sounds of Prozac in my voice as well. Okay. Prozac in town at the Commodore Ballroom tomorrow night, actually. So, psych, getting you a little jumped ahead for that one there. What else we got for Thursday? Moving on. Green Auto, we have Wright with a W, with Jeremy Ritten coming in from Edmonton. Pomelo. And DL Forrest in the mix for that one. So stay tuned for some music from those folks in the next coming cut. So once again, Wright, Jeremy Ritten from Edmonton, and DL Forrest coming in from our own backyard. On the other side of the fence, a night of hardcore awaits, so you'll be bouncing off the fences and hopefully not doing any crowd killing. Crowd killing is boo. Boo, crowd killers. Stop it. You're hurting. You're doing it unnecessarily. You're hype. I get it. But mosh with your fellow moshers. Just watch your kicks. Torena coming in with Peace of Mind. I believe those Peace of Mind's coming in from Germany. So show them a good time. With Juice, of course. Self-Arrest and Make It Right in the mix as well. So hardcore. High speed, high velocity, hardcore. At Green Auto tonight, Thursday night, on the 1882 Pandora Street in the alley. Finally, for our selections for Thursday, we have at the Healy a twin guitar special. So we'll be hearing some steel guitar from Paul Piat and Scott Smith. Here's some for you. I miss the Latin craze. When it was all Enrique and Julio Iglesias. Bring back the Latin craze. I guess it is back in a certain way. We got Bad Bunny. Well, that one song always still makes me cry. Or at least, you know, tear up a little bit inside. Shout out to Feelings. Let them flow. Anyway, so speaking of the getting flowing here, we're going to get some tunes here for you. Let's start off with some music from Concrete Vehicles. This is one of their only songs that I can find for you to play in its entirety. This is Concrete Vehicles with their self-titled song, Concrete Vehicles, off Concrete Vehicles. Probably not. Hey, check it out. We'll be right back.
people don't belong. It says we're better off in the desert throwing bombs. He's got a lookout for his own transnational plans. He's leveraging my ethnic line for his donors' demands. I don't wanna lie down and let my culture die, but I can't live to see it become a genocide. Bushmill burns outside the embassy to raise our fears. If here ain't home for me, then I don't know where else is. What do you think a map for the Bible could justify this? I don't wanna lie down and let my culture die, but I can't live to see it become a front for genocide. I don't wanna lie down and let my culture die, but I can't live to see it become a front for
Welcome back. I think I'm gonna switch it to reggae. Yeah, that feels a little better. Okay, yeah, welcome back. You're still listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. And we are having a delightful time here in the studio. We're learning about tic-tac-toe. This mouse pad is great for just doodling.
I had no idea that you could write there, actually.
It's great. Leave a note for the next person. It's like drawing in sand. yeah, you just heard some music from DL Forest. That was their song Map and Bible. And you can catch them tonight, Thursday night, with Wright and Jeremy Ritten coming in from Edmonton over at Green Auto at 1882 Poundendora Street in the alley. So yeah, go check that out. Asterisks, ampersands, words, fillings of space. Anyways, before that you heard Scott Smith with a nice little, you know, change of pace from Concrete Vehicles tune there. That was Scott Smith coming with a Lifeboat, the titular track of Lifeboat 2, Lifeboat is a further explorations in pedal steel. So if you're like me and think the pedal steel guitar is the most beautiful thing in the world, you can go enjoy some tonight, Thursday night, at the Heatley at Hastings and Heatley. They have Paul Piat and, of course, Scott Smith on deck for that. So go check it out and just, you know, sway gently to the sound of lap steel guitar. Excellent songs for staring into the sunset, you know? That if you just throw a sound of cicadas on that, just do a little bit of, like, you know, theater of the mind with your soundscapes, you can have a real good time with that. Speaking of good times, let's move on to Friday. We got a pretty busy week here. So Friday night, we have lots to do, lots to see. So
Courtney Marie Andrews is doing the Valentine tour with Lou Hazel. They're at the Biltmore Cabaret over there at Kingsway and 12th. I'm going to be honest, don't know much about these folks, but maybe you do, and maybe you're stoked. And that's amazing. I thought you'd just like to know. Courtney Marie Andrews and Lou Hazel at the Biltmore. They're Friday night. Check it out. Skinny Dick coming in over at the Wise Hall, playing with Ben Arsenault and Ian Badger. So it's going to be some country and country adjacent music here. I think I played some Skinny Dick a while back. He had some pretty fun songs. So if you like yourself some hootin' and hollering, and I don't think we're any of us are anyone's assistant. We're just here.
Wait, are you talking to the lab?
Yeah.
Because I didn't know that you can cross talking too.
It hurts my head sometimes, but I can do it.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm easily distracted.
Right. No, like, because I think last time they asked me if I was assistant to. I think the last year.
No, you're your own boss.
I was like, I could be, but like, but I'm just a guest or a co-host. I sort of become a co-host for the
Free
Voice.
Yeah, hanging out. Yeah.
Yeah, hanging out. I think it's fun because.
Hey, more people, more radio, more good.
Yeah.
Anywho, Skinny Dick at the Wise Hall, Friday night. Check it out. What else we got for Friday? Over at 67 6th Street in New Westminster, former capital. You have Whisper of Salvation, Good Going, Landmark 20, and Extravagant Idiots coming in for some stuff there. Good Going has their newest EP called Oldest Rookie. And yeah, they came out this year, I suppose? Question mark? And yeah, Whisper Salvations is an upcoming metal band from Port Moody, my hometown. What's up? I was just there the other day. And yeah, Landmark 20, emo rock, and some Extravagant Idiots is indie folk punk group from Delta. Shout out to the folks from the Valley. Yo, I was in my hometown the other day in Port Moody. I was there for my niece's play. They were doing Mamma Mia. I went there early ahead of time before the play and to go see my old home. So last year I was at my childhood home in Ontario, and now I go back to one of my homes that I grew up in here in Port Moody, and they took away the parking garage, and there's so many trees cut down, and there's fences everywhere, and there's new low rises, and it's like my hometown is changing. Old man Gradowski yelling at construction. I do love my little hometown, but there's this old fellow there. He was walking his dog, and I just asked him, like, you know, what's been happening over here these last few years? And he just tells me they're going to knock the place down and build a new low-rise, and I'm like, oh, that's sad, but that's the way it's going out there in the suburbs. You need some density. I love complexes. I grew up in one, but I think low-rises have a place or two right now, but it's always really harsh to go see your home, like, kind of get, you know, plowed over in mind and in theory and in practice. Anyways, if you have chances to go to your hometown, do it. But also, I went to the wrong high school to see my niece's play. Shout out to my niece Lydia. Yeah. Anywho, moving on to some other stuff here for Friday. Over at the Red Gate, we have Jonathan Ray with Tiger Really, Ezra Frankie, and Cab and the Rat doing the thing at the Red Gate. We'll hear some music from some of these bands. I think we have some music from Ezra Frankie coming in the next cut. Next up, over at Green Auto, we have Cowabummer with Deaf Dogs and Pinch. And then on the other side of the fence, you have Chase the Bear, Bad Mini, and the Steadies doing the thing over there as well. Over Hargrove, just next door to Red Gate, you have Ava Mendoza and Iman Armouche doing things. That place has been lately doing a bit of jazz, so that's probably what's going on, question mark? I'll look into that. And yeah, last but not least, over at the Fox Cabaret, we have Vox Ray with Fionn and Kate Yan doing their respective things. So, with that in mind, let's get into some chunes. We're going to hear some music from Ezra Frankie. I think I played some of their music before, but it looks like we're doing it again. This is Kanagawa.
Tell me why I don't want to write. I'd rather just punch all the words up and call it a night. Get it out of my head, going through my ears. My eyes are kinda going, building up with tears. My nails are fucked again, and it hurts when I play guitar. My mom found my pack of cigarettes in the passenger seat of my car. My daddy's off his medication. I wanna drop out of school, cause what the fuck is communications? Boyfriend's spending his days working full time in retail and thinking that he'll fail at everything he does. Just killing his lungs and twiddling his thumbs. My big sister just got another job that's actually good for society. I just have anxiety and it's holding me back from doing absolutely jack shit with myself. I don't feel like I'm on track.